Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
Oh, hi, Alex. Paul again with 86.
Hey, Paul.
So we've got it booked in for Vic Roads on Tuesday, the 21st. So you guys will have it done on Monday, right?
I said Monday or Tuesday, but yes.
Ah, okay.
Aiming Wednesday.
I can push it. There was a booking on Wednesday.
If you can do that, that might be a bit safer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Potentially even Thursday then. I think just because Sim was busy on Wednesday.
Vic Rhodes was busy on Wednesday, sorry, or...
No, Simon. He's got to register it in his business.
Yeah, fair enough. He's got to take it. Yeah, fair enough.
So I'll do either Wednesday
that's
or
fine.
Thursday.
Yep. Yeah, that's
Wednesday
fine.
Or Thursday.
And so your plan
okay.
is
and
to
then,
take it there and bring it straight back, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So
and then we
the
need
other
to...
thing is, uh-huh. have you guys organised that pulley yet, the tall PSI pulley?
No.
Okay.
No, we haven't. So we've just been navigating the engineering aspect at the moment.
Yep. And then we're going to need the exhaust.
Correct.
I don't know what you want to talk about now or probably... I mean,
can do if you like.
Before the car gets back, just so it's not sitting around with you guys for too long.
Yeah, that would be ideal. The headers obviously go back on, that's no problems. Then there's the remainder of the exhaust system and how you want to go about that component.
So the aftermarket exhaust system that came in the car, mm-hmm. if we chuck all that back on and then the silencer on, do you think that would be suffice?
It's hideous. It's a it's a big 3-inch with a muffler in it. It's rusty at the back. I don't know if it's worth investing in, to be honest, mate. And then even then, I would just put a brand new cat-back on it. Just find a cat-back that you like that's got a reasonable note, and we'll just fit that up to it nice and easy.
But does it mount to the headers that are on it, the aftermarket ones?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same mounting point for a cat-back?
Correct, yeah. So it looks like it's got an original unmodified overpipe. And that that overpipe is what connects the rest of the cat-back.
Okay,
Should be able to get a cat-back system that will just bolt straight up.
But will we need a 3-inch one? Because it was tuned on a 3-inch.
Well, to be completely honest, we're in power, not really. I don't think it's going to be, you know, a limitation.
Yeah, it's not making crazy power.
No, you're only in the low 200s.
Yeah.
So I don't envisage it being a restriction at all. I mean, we've made more than that on almost half an OEM system. So.
Yeah, because with the 12 PSI, it will probably make around 240.
Maybe. I mean,
maybe,
it depends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of variables in the equation, but I mean, possibly, you know, 220 to 240. Making 180 at the moment, or 190 on 98. You know, you're adding another five. Yeah, you're basically doubling the PSI.
Yeah.
And then throw an E85 at it. So it's going to jump considerably, but we might find a slight limitation there. So I guess he's probably 240, 250 at best.
Yeah, I mean, okay, cool. All right, so then do we just find an exhaust and order and ship to you guys, or
maybe
do you have anything you recommend?
Probably up to you. So we buy most of our products for exhaust systems from either X-Force or NVIDIA. Both ship direct to us. Both make systems for these cars.
NVIDIA, did you say?
NVIDIA, correct.
NVIDIA. So how much would a cat-back be?
I need to double-check, mate, to be honest. I'm not up there with the pricing on the BRZ stuff, but my guess is going to be something around about the...
cat-back X4 1299.
Let me have a look. I need a computer, mate. Okay, let's have a look. The X-Force, generally speaking, is slightly lower quality product. Not that it's terrible, but NVIDIA is generally the one most guys will go for.
Yeah. Subaru, Toyota, 1299, N1 cat-back endorsed.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a couple of different ones there. Obviously, depending on what you want to do with the tone of the car and how loud it is, possibly opt for the quieter one. Yeah, I don't think either one's going to change what the power is, to be honest. It's more how loud the car is inside.
So which ones are quieter? I'm looking at the louder.
I think it might be, yeah, look, so their range is the N1s, N2s.
So the M2 70mm is 1399.
Correct.
Oh, they jump up in price when it comes with the headers. We don't need that. And there's the R400 70mm 1599. 70mm is about 2.7 inch. Okay.
I mean, you just have a look through them and let us know which one you want. We can organise it for you. Not a big deal. I just got to double check they're in stock. That's all.
Yeah.
That's the other little dilemma coming in toward the end of the year.
All right, let me, in stock on the website. All right, I'll have a look. I'll get back to you. And are you guys, do you want me to find that pulley as well, or I think?
If you want to organise it and get it shipped down, yeah, that'd be great.
Is it, I'm sorry, what was the name of the other guy that was?
Warwick.
Machine stuff. Warwick, that's it.
Yep.
I think he said he found the shop where the charge is from and you deal with him and he could get the pulley from there or something.
It's called Sprintex, your brand charger. You just need to find the sprintex.com.au.
Is there only Sprintex one charger for these?
Supercharger. There's only one that I've ever seen, yeah. I don't know if they do a revised one. Wrong website. Where are you?
Yeah, it looks like there's only Jeep Wrangler,
mm-hmm.
Challenger, and then the Toyota one.
FC86 and BRZ. Yeah, correct.
Hardlock pulley. I wonder if it's...
Replacement parts is what you're looking for, I'd say. That's just an idler. That's not your supercharger pulley.
Okay, where's the pulleys? There's no...
throttle body, water pump. Ring.
No, not there. I might have to give them a buzz.
Yeah, maybe drop them an email or give them a call. See what they've got. I can't see it either. A lot of it says out of stock.
Yeah.
Did old mate not have the old owner? Did he not have the pulley?
Yeah, you can't find it.
Can't find it.
Yeah.
Unusual. Yeah.
So
okay.
I think currently it's a 69mm pulley on it. And then mm-hmm. we then need to go down to like a 62 or something like that, I think.
Yeah, maybe just message them and ask them what the you know, level of boost upgrades is.
Is there an Aussie supplier for this?
I don't know, mate. I've never bought them in for anyone. So it's what's on their website, I'd say they'd have. Is there no... Do they have a contact us or a...
Yeah, as you know, I'll send something off now.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I can't... It's pretty vague, the website.
Yeah.
Maybe they've got an Australian dealer. Maybe just Sprintex Australia. Sprintex Superchargers Australia.
Oh, here we go, ftspeed.com. They've got the 69 pulley in stock. I'll see if they've got the... I won't keep you...
Sorry, you basically... We're nearly there, which is good.
Yeah, I just want to try and get everything organised when the car gets back to you. It's So basically, I just need to organise the pulley and the exhaust.
Yep.
That's it.
Pulley and exhaust.
And then I've got to get the tune from the Steve Wiseman. So once it's all... the exhaust and the pulleys back on. We put that tune back on, then you guys can run on dyno again just to confirm it's all working good at 12 PSI with that exhaust.
Yeah, I would maybe have a chat to Steve Wiseman and confirm which pulley he did have to match his tune.
Yeah.
Before you go and buy a pulley and then all of a sudden it's the wrong one for whatever reason by a couple of PSI.
Yeah.
Might just you know, be a good little check to do, and then, yeah, we can screw it all together and finalise it for you.
Yeah. All right.
Easy, mate. No worries. Bye-bye.
Bye.